Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here's Ray Kaplan. Ray, welcome back to the United States of America.
John Williams, Sudoku expert. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I took more time than I should have telling that story, Ray, but maybe you can join us in this segment and a little later on as well. Sure. Financialrelief.com is your website. You're the attorney we talk with and about a lot when it comes to student loans. And while you were gone, it seems to me you were doing a little traveling that the Biden administration, for the second time now, extended the forbearance on student loans. Now I don't have to start paying again until the 1st of February next year. Am I reading that right?
That's correct. So this applies for most federal student loans. It does not apply for private student loans, but for federal student loans of most types of federal student loans, they have made a final extension on payments, which will be through January of, I guess that would be 2022.
Yeah.
So yeah, your first payment wouldn't be due until, you know, probably the first week of February for most people to mid-February. So we are encouraging people right now to get your payment plans and strategies in order so that we can get you the lowest payment plan that you're eligible for, but that payment won't be due until February, which is pretty nice. And they did indicate that this would be the final extension. So I think it's a great thing. And they're also contemplating some more changes to the statute, which I think can only be good for the borrower. So they're, as you know, they've been talking a lot about different types of forgiveness of student loans, and it's been a little bit of a mystery what they were planning on doing. There was some support for $10,000 off of everybody's loans. Some Democrats in Congress were more supportive of $50,000. That doesn't seem to have a lot of bipartisan support. But now they're talking about a targeted forgiveness for people. And I think what they're talking about is making public sector loan forgiveness a little bit easier to navigate, and also for people who qualify for disability forgiveness of their loans, making that actually easier to navigate as well. So I do think that some of the changes that are going to be coming down the pike within the next year are going to be very beneficial for borrowers.
But there already is some measure of public loan forgiveness anyway. If you make payments for, 20 consecutive years, that the balance is automatically forgiven, right?
It's 10 years, and the issue with it is that it's not automatic. It's kind of a cumbersome process where you have to apply for and make sure that your servicer, the Department of Ed and Fed Loans, has all the information showing that you've been working full-time in the public sector while in a particular payment plan, because only one payment plan qualifies for public sector loan forgiveness. So if you're not in the right payment plan, you can be denied, which is, you know, when we see all those stories in the New York Times and other papers saying, you know, 98% of people who apply for public sector loan forgiveness are denied. And that's mostly because they just go about it the wrong way. So I think what they're looking to do now is just to simplify the process.
You know, Terry Savage, the financial columnist that comes on this station a lot and is just a godsend to so many people, is not a big fan of this program. And I think for the reason you just articulated, you don't mind the program. That is, it works, but damn, it's hard to figure out. And the vast majority of people don't do it properly.
And that's what I'm here for, is to help them navigate through that process.
So enter Ray Kaplan. And I guess, you know, maybe Terry's point is we shouldn't need to reach out to a Ray Kaplan to figure this out. But it is what it is. And if you do want to get that forgiveness, then at least find somebody who can help you achieve it, correct?
Correct. And I think it's kind of similar to having somebody help you file your taxes every year. The Internal Revenue Code is also very complicated, and you might be leaving a lot of money on the table unless you go to an expert to help you actually file your tax return. You might not be taking the right deductions. You might be paying a lot more than you need to.
So you, the $64 question for a lot of people, Ray, is the $10,000. And in the last budget proposal, there wasn't $10,000 of forgiveness. That wasn't written into the proposed law. So is it going to happen? And if so, how and when?
Well, I think we're really not going to know until closer to the midterm elections, because that's really, if one of the houses changes parties, then I think it's going to be more difficult to get anything through. So if they are going to get something through, really now is the time. I think the $10,000 off of everybody's loans has the best chance of passing. And I also think that they're going to make the public sector loan forgiveness program a little bit easier to navigate. I think those two things have the best chance of going through. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of support for anything else. And quite honestly, if people just kind of knew and understood how the statute applied to their loans, which I know is kind of a tall order because most people don't want to sit around and read a statute, but if they knew how it applied, I think there would be so much relief out there, because there already is so much forgiveness built into the statute. So I really feel like it's a matter of getting the word out to people how to get it, how to actually apply for it and make sure that it's applied to your loans.
Give
so,
me short,
and honestly, that's where we come into play.
Give me a short answer to this, Ray, then we'll pick it up on the other side of news. But if I'm in forbearance, right, I'm not paying on my student loan right now, I don't need to do anything, right? I just continue to not pay. I don't have to call anybody or sign up on a website, right?
That's correct. For the most part, for about 80% of federal loans out there, if you have a certain type of federal loan, which is a FFEL loan, that's family federal education loans, then those are not automatically in forbearance, and you might need to call and just make sure to get them in forbearance.
It's funny because I just got a text from a listener about that very thing, and I see a couple of calls. Jim and the rest of you, stay right there. Ray Kaplan is the expert. 312-981-7200 is the number. Ray Kaplan, financialrelief.com is her website. It's on a phone line. We're talking about the student loan situation and how the rules continue to change. So, Ray, just give us another minute of your time, if you don't mind. But forbearance is you don't have to pay on your loans. If you do, you are paying on the principal, not interest. So some of the reporting is that as a result of not having to make those interest payments, $110 billion in quote-unquote loan cancellation has been realized because you haven't had to pay the interest all along. I think I understand that, but the balance is still due. Right? So if you then end up picking up the payments on the other end, won't you end up having to make those interest payments? Nobody's really got any free money yet, right?
Well, it's interesting. I think what you're saying is that basically people who were making payments actually wound up getting forgiveness a little faster. And I can see that that would happen because all of their entire payment was going to the principal and not to servicing any of the interest.
Right. Yeah, okay, I get the point. But then if you were on the 10-year clock, and for the last year and a half, maybe it'll be two, you don't have to make any payments on forbearance. Is it really 12 years then of consecutive payments or only 8 years of consecutive payments? You see what I'm saying?
Well, no, these months, which so far I believe it's been about 16 months with the payments that are zero because of the COVID forbearance, those months do count towards public sector loan forgiveness.
Really?
So even though you've been, yes, which is one of the really nice features of this CARES Act forbearance, is that these payments, which are zero, count towards public sector loan forgiveness. And if you accidentally were making payments, let's say you didn't realize that you didn't need to make payments, or you were too afraid not to, you know, to just take advantage of the forbearance, you can actually get all of the money that you paid during these last 16 months 100% refunded to you, and they'll put the money directly into your account. We've been helping our clients for these last few months get all of their money refunded because a lot of people were simply too afraid to take advantage of the forbearance, mm-hmm. and that money is deposited right into your account within about 10 business days.
So depending on where you are on, say, that 10-year clock, if you're close, you don't need to be making those payments because they're going to count this as time already served. So you can claw that money back, in other words.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Jim's been sitting on hold for a while. Jim, thanks for joining us. What can we do for you?
Brief question. So with all this forbearance, if you continue paying like you have been, it all goes to principle. And John, I think you just mentioned that as well.
Yeah.
Correct? So it behooves you to like keep paying to pay down the principal to wipe that out as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes, what she just said notwithstanding. Ray, jump in here. But, I mean, you're right. Anytime you can cut down the principal, then interest is calculated on a smaller amount. So it's like a home
loan.
That's true. The closer you get to the finish line, the more goes, less goes to interest, and that's a good thing. But again,
absolutely,
if you're really close to having finished paying, maybe you don't want to pay in. I mean, I guess it's a calculation you need to do.
It is, and exactly. And that's why we need to do an individual analysis, because there are very few things that apply to everybody. I did see one text message that came in. A WGN listener had a question about if they have FFELP loans, should they do a federal consolidation to turn their FFELP into direct student loans? And my answer, 99% of the time, is yes, because FFELP is a program that no longer exists, and so it's not eligible for as much forbearance, forgiveness, et cetera, as the direct federal student loan program loans are. So if you do have FFELP loans, again, we'd like you to call us and have us do an analysis just to be on the safe side, but 99% of the time it does make sense to do a federal consolidation, turn those FFELP loans into direct student loans.
What kind of loan do you have? Do you know, Jim? Are you calling about something specific?
Direct Stafford.
Great. That's what you want.
Okay, so we're in there. All right.
And if I may, yeah, Jim, how much money is your student loan outstanding?
Yeah, principal is 40. It's up to 50.
Yeah, right. And so that thing's just growing. What's the interest rate that's growing at? Do you know?
I'm sorry, I don't have that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not growing right now because it's in COVID forbearance. So there's no interest accruing on that loan right now. So it's a freezing of interest. And so it's basically, picture your loans as just frozen. No interest is accruing on that loan. And that's going to be the case through January.
That just is kicking the gut, though, to hear that. So here's a guy, $40,000, now it's grown to $50,000. Hooray, it's not growing right now. But you know what everybody says, Ray, when you come on. Why don't we just cap the interest rate, or lower the interest rate for everybody, rather than giving them $10,000 worth of forgiveness? And you usually say that's not going to happen, right?
Right, that's not going to happen, because the way they make money on these federal student loans is the interest. So it's important that, you know, interest continues to accrue. And I would say 70 to 80% of borrowers do pay quite a bit in interest, but for many people, it also works out that if you're in the right payment plan and the right program, we don't really care about the interest accruing, because of the forgiveness programs built into the law, you actually don't wind up paying that interest. So even though interest accrues at the end of a lot of these payment plans, it's all forgiven, tax-free.
Where did you travel to, Ray?
Well, I went to Greece, and it was a fantastic trip. But I have to say, after a couple weeks, I'm definitely homesick for good old U.S. of A.
Yeah, man, we're glad you're back home and safe and sound. We'll visit with you again soon, and as these laws and rules changes, we'll continue to reach out. You can contact Ray Kaplan's team at financialrelief.com, financialrelief.com. Okay, Ray, we'll visit again. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.